Hello and welcome to an emergency episode of the Student Loan Planner Podcast. I just wanted to do a quick episode on this ruling that just dropped. It's a pretty big ruling, even though it's not a permanent ruling. It's really a temporary ruling until a final decision is made. But I thought it was important enough to share it with you because obviously you come to this podcast for student loan breaking news and that kind of stuff in a lot of ways. So what occurred is the Save Plan lawsuit's been percolating through the courts, for lack of a better word. There's two big ones that they've been doing, right? There's the Kansas lawsuit and the Missouri lawsuit. Kansas lawsuit was filed over basically states that had guaranteed student loan programs from pre-2010 that were like, hey, the Save Plan's messing up our investments. Therefore, we have standing. Therefore, we don't want to do Save, right? Missouri was basically like, hey, MOHELA is part of Missouri and the Save Plan gets people forgiveness faster and hurts our revenue. So we want to stop Save. Really, obviously, this is really just a policy battle between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans really hate the Save Plan. Democrats obviously like it, and they've decided to litigate it. I don't know why they didn't do this sooner, probably because they had to have the formal final notice like filed, which took a while for the Biden administration to do. And then they, I guess, wanted to wait until certain parts that were going to formally go into effect before they filed the lawsuit for whatever reason, or maybe they just wanted to do it before the election. I'm not really sure why, but the reasons why this ruling by the Eighth Circuit is important, let me just tell you, first of all, what happened. So the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals covers the Eastern District Court of Missouri, where the Missouri case started. So the Missouri Attorney General, connection to MOHELA, says, hey, Save Plan illegal. So they take that to the Eastern District Court of Missouri, where MOHELA's headquarters is closest to there, right? MOHELA doesn't have a say in this. This is something the state is just doing. I know some people at MOHELA are frustrated by that because it's not the people at the services that are trying to process your paperwork that are trying to stop the Save Plan. Now, the folks filed the lawsuit. It starts in Eastern District Court of Missouri. That lawsuit went to a judge appointed by President Obama. And that judge said, well, we're going to give you a partial injunction. So what that means is, hey, Biden administration, your Save Plan, I'm not sure about it. I'm not going to block the whole thing, but I'm going to block you from doing any forgiveness while we figure out whether or not this Save Plan is legal or not. The next step to that is you can appeal that. So what the plaintiffs decide to do in the Missouri case is they appealed that injunction because it was a partial injunction. It wasn't a full injunction. And in the Kansas case, which was, remember, that's about FFEL loans. And remember, FFEL loans, interest income is guaranteed by the government. So that's owned by like a state agency, for example. So the Kansas case, there was also kind of a partial injunction where that case said, well, the 5% of income rule, that's not okay, but everything else is fine. And then that went to the 10th Circuit, and the 10th Circuit said, actually, it's fine. You don't need to have an injunction that pauses all of the Save Plan and everything about it. You can just keep going and doing it, President Biden administration. And that court is pretty evenly split. That appeals court is pretty evenly split between judges appointed by presidents of Republican and Democratic presidents, right? Now, the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals that the Missouri case went to, that one was like, hey, plaintiff that filed your request for a total injunction, we're going to grant the whole thing. That's what they did. So remember, the lower court just said, well, we're just going to stop part of it. But the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals said, essentially, we agree with the plaintiffs entirely. All your arguments makes total sense. We're going to stop the Save Plan in its tracks, cold, period. The problem is that I don't think anybody can sign up for the Save Plan now, newly. I don't think any new people can sign up for the Save Plan while this is being litigated. The Biden administration cannot proceed now in implementing any more of the Save Plan at all. And what you have happen when you have this request for an injunction that's granted in full is the appeals court is pretty much saying that we think that the plaintiffs are right here. We think that the whole thing's illegal. We think the whole thing needs to be tossed out. And I think that's what they're saying with this. So I would not be shocked at all if we don't hear, you know, within the coming months, that the entire of the Save program is just going to be tossed, because this is what is sort of being previewed by this appeals court saying that we're going to stop all implementation and signups of the Save plan. So what does this mean if you're on the Save plan? Well, you're in an administrative forbearance from the Biden administration, right? And that's going to be 0% interest and $0 a month payments, and it's going to count for forgiveness while you're in this administrative forbearance due to the new rules that they put into place in July 2024. And so actually, it might have been earlier than that, July 2023, perhaps. So administrative forbearance is something that counts towards forgiveness under the rules. Now, the unpredictable thing here is, what will the courts do? This is going to end up at the Supreme Court at some point. The only way it wouldn't, I think, would be if maybe you had, like, I don't know, Trump win the election or something, and then the Eighth Circuit Court rules a super conservative, say plan's illegal kind of thing, and then it's tossed, and then there's the government just doesn't want to appeal it to the Supreme Court. I don't know. But I do think it's probably going to end up at the Supreme Court, if I had to bet. Maybe even if Trump wins. And so if it does, what is the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court likely to say? I think they're going to say that the SAVE plan is illegal. And the question is how do they say this? That really matters a whole lot, because the SAVE plan was created out of something called the ICR statute. So the ICR statute says something that says no more than 25 years till forgiveness, no more than 20% of income. And so Democratic administrations have used that to just keep making things more and more generous. Now, President Obama actually didn't go that far, really, because he made the pay plan, but that was just what they created in Congress to just get people early access to the new IVR plan. And then the replay plan was actually less generous than pay, even though it had a little bit of interest subsidies involved with it. President Biden took the existing income-driven plans and made it extremely generous. And now we have all these lawsuits. And the question is what is the Supreme Court going to say about the ICR statute that was used by Democratic administrations to create the SAVE plan? Now, that's the big risk here. Because ultimately, anybody on the SAVE plan can sign up for income-based repayment because it's in statute. So it's not like anybody gets blocked from forgiveness. You might have a lot. There might be some people that are better off not pursuing forgiveness after when these rulings finally come out and the Supreme Court maybe has a say. It's not like they're repealing all income-driven repayment. But the thing that I'm a little concerned about is if the Supreme Court doesn't understand the ICR statute, there is a small risk that something happens with repay or pay even, or pay program. I don't think something will happen with pay. And the reason I think that is because, you know, the Supreme Court is going to say, well, nobody challenged any of this legally until the SAVE plan. So what I think the Supreme Court is going to say is, you know, some sort of modest cost program for this income-driven repayment stuff, some sort of modest cost is acceptable, because the repay plan was projected to cost something like, I think it was, don't quote me on this, y'all, but I think it was like $18 billion over 10 years or something. The scoring for it was really, really low. And that's how Washington all operates, is what's the CBO score, right? What do they say it's going to cost? I think that's the most likely scenario, but there is a small risk that a lot of stuff gets thrown out. And I don't think it will, because really it's the SAVE plan that they're suing over. It's the SAVE plan they're trying to get thrown out. So just like cancellation, that lawsuit, that didn't stop everything the Biden administration was doing, right, on student loans. It didn't affect the IDR account adjustment, didn't affect the PSLF waiver. It didn't affect all these changes they've done with making Kaiser Permanente doctors eligible for PSLF. So that's why I'm pretty calm about this for borrowers, because I know that when they have a case like this, they're really taking aim at one specific thing. And when Biden comes out with another Plan B cancellation, which is expected to happen fairly soon, that will also be something that they will take an aim at immediately in the courts. So again, just wanted to do this quick emergency pod so y'all heard it from me. And if you see some sort of headline in the news, it's not something that I would be worried about still, because would you rather not be making payments or making payments? Because administrative forbearance is pausing the payments and giving you credit towards forgiveness. So at least you have a positive outcome for the moment. And if and when we have a court ruling, a final court ruling, not just an injunction, right? An injunction is something that's temporary pending a court making a decision. And the injunction is intended to just stop any additional harm happening to the plaintiffs. And the harm is defined by having standing, which allows you to bring the case in the first place. But that's a big argument as to whether or not anybody's actually harmed. This is all kind of legal technicalities. Ultimately, this is a massive program. Courts want to review this. Conservative courts do. They probably will want to check executive authority because of the price tag involved with this, because it's not coming from Congress. It's coming from the executive branch. And we will keep you posted with all of it. So if you have any questions about any of this, go to studentloanplanner.com/voicemail and leave us a question and we'll answer it in a future pod. And if you have any need for a Plan B student loan plan for your own student loans to understand what will happen to your student loans in the event that SAVE is eventually overturned, a lot of the analysis will revolve around whether or not you're eligible for old IBR or new IBR, if you're on the pay program or not. There's a lot of stuff that can be done in terms of should you go for forgiveness or refinancing with a Plan B student loan consult. So if you need one of those, go to studentloanplanner.com/book. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Student Loan Planner podcast.